from the 49ers, Blake Costanzo, linebacker, and also one of the top special teams players in the National Football League. Blake, I know from friends and just about anybody you run into, the first question you probably get asked is, why are the 49ers in the playoffs, and why are they the number two seed overall? What do you tell them?
Oh, you know, for anybody who's watched our games all season, you can tell that we're an old-school type football team. We play great defense. We hold on to the ball. We got great special teams. And, you know, I think we play physical, and that's what people love about the game of football. And a lot of teams in this league, I think in the NFL in general, have gotten away from that style of play. And, you know, that's just the kind of team we are. We're old-school. We're tough. We don't make it look pretty, but we get it done on Sundays. And I feel like, with our head coach and the coaching staff they put together and all our guys on our team having that mentality, it's just got us to where we're at now.
You're a veteran player. You've been in this league 5 years, so you're the perfect person to talk to about this. You know as well as I do, when you have a new coach, you have a new system, you've had a lockout in the NFL, things don't usually come together, you know, as nicely as it has for the 49ers. Take me back to training camp. Tell me what it was like and why this team came together so collectively.
You know, it was tough for me, especially, too. I was one of the guys who was a free agent who kind of missed the first week of training camp, along with a lot of other guys. So when we first got there, you know, it was just like we were just thrown into the mix. And, you know, it's kind of hard to describe, but there was just something about the team, an intangible kind of thing that you just kind of felt. You couldn't put your finger on it, or you couldn't say for what reason. It was just something, this thing that you felt where, you know, all the guys kind of just accepted each other. It was a tough training camp, so we had to use each other to get through it. And I think that's what made our team so close, that we used each other to get through, you know, the toughness, the long practices, you know, the whole newness of the coaches, the coaching staff. And honestly, it's just a tribute to the players that we have on this team. And I'm sure if you talk to Coach Harbaugh, Trent Baalke, whoever put this team together, you know, they'll give the players all the credit. And so would I. Just the players that who were here before, who have created, you know, this thing up to this point, and the new players that came in, you know, it's just like an intangible thing you really can't put your finger on. I'm sure if you ask a lot of the Super Bowl teams, they'll tell you the same thing, that there's just something else besides the football that makes the team great. And I think we have that.
One of the things that Jim Harbaugh did is that he handed out some shirts to the players. Tell everybody what those shirts said.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all got blue-collar shirts. It was kind of like, you know, an old, you know, whether you were working whatever kind of job you were working, like a button-up blue-collar T-shirt. With our name on it, with our name tag, you know, mine said Blake, and for all the guys said their first names on it. And that was a kind of a symbol to say, hey, you know, we're gonna work like blue collar guys. We're gonna go to work every day, you know, get our hands dirty, do our job, and then on Sundays after the game, after the job's finished, we'll untuck our shirt, kind of kick our feet back up for those guys that drink beers, have a beer, and kind of relax. But that was the mentality we had, and I wear my blue collar shirt every Sunday, because it signifies, you know, going to work, and that's the kind of team we are.
One of the things that I like about you, being a special teams player, you have a particular attitude, and I know that special teams players approach the game a little bit differently. They're kind of a fringe player, and what I mean by that, and I don't mean to take anything away from anybody, is that they have a particular job to do. How would you describe the special teams player in the NFL like yourself?
Yeah, I would agree with you. Like you said, always kind of like a fringe player, always having that edge to, you know, not knowing whether they're going to be on the final roster or, you know, whether the coach values special teams or not. But, you know, I would say there's a couple characteristics that just describe, especially a lot of the guys that we have on our team. It's just selfless is the main thing. To be on special teams, you got to be willing to give up your body, your mind, your body, your soul, you know, for either blocking or running down on kickoff. And it's just a physical game. And also, you know, you got to have a couple screws loose, man. I mean, it's just an exciting part of the game where, you know, you get to let loose. Offense, you got to be a little more reserved with the scheme. Same thing with defense. And on special teams, you kind of get to let loose and just let that inner maniac, I guess, come out in you. And we have just a ton of guys that have embraced that, and we've become close throughout it. And, you know, that's another reason why we've been able to have success over there as well.
One thing, you are certainly not a wallflower, and Brad Seeley, your special teams coach, this is what he had to say about you. He says he has something else to him that is just not measurable. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the fastest guy. He's not the strongest guy. But on Sundays, he's a pretty, pretty good football player. That's always been a part of your makeup. Where does that come from, Blake?
You know what? It just comes from how I was raised, I guess, by my parents. And there's always been this something inside of me that, You know, I just always wanted to overcome. I always want to be the underdog in whatever I do, whether it's, you know, playing basketball with my friends and I know I can't win, to, you know, everything I do, I just kind of like being in that underdog position. And it brings out the best in me. I think it brings out the best in everybody kind of when you're in that position. And, you know, I just have that mentality where, you know, I don't care where I am, who I'm playing against, that you're going to have to put it all on the line to even compete with me. Because when I go out on that football field between them lines, I let it all hang out, man. I let my emotions, everything hang out. And I feel like, you know, that's what you got to do to play the game. I feel like that's what you got to do to respect the game of football. And that's why I respect Coach Harbaugh so much, because I think he coaches like that. He coaches with emotion. He doesn't hold anything back. And that's why a lot of players, you know, love to play for him.
The 49ers with a bye week, how important is that? Because there's two trains of thought, I think you know, Blake. One is we'd like to keep the continuity going, especially if you've had the good success like the 49ers have. Or the other thought is that let's get a week off, let's kind of get ourselves a little bit healthier, and then be able to focus on who our opponent is and prepare for them. Tell me a little bit about which one fits the 49ers.
You know what? I think we're actually doing both this week. You know, we had some time off at the after the game this past Sunday. We had a couple of days off to just kind of, you know, go see our families, do whatever you want to do, get away from football. And then we're going to come back, I think, tomorrow, Friday, get back into football, have some meetings, have a little bit of practice, you know, be with the guys. And then we're going to get some time off again. So I think it's a little bit of both. And I think it's kind of coaches are in limbo, which way is the right way to do things. But to tell you the truth, a lot of guys on this team, even with the bye week that we had during the season, you know, people are always, you know, I can't wait to go home, I can't wait this. When we came back, it was like, man, I wish I was back earlier. I wish we didn't have the bye week. So on our team, it's just like we just love being in the building, love playing football, and that's the mentality. So I think guys enjoy the rest. I think some of the guys need it. But we just enjoy playing football and enjoy competing. And, you know, I think the guys are going to be hungry to get out there next week and prepare for whoever we're going to play.
I also think the 49ers have an advantage in that normally if you were the number two seed in the NFC, everybody would have you as a favored team. But I don't think that anybody or a lot of people don't think that you guys are for real. Does that underdog rule role and the kind of chip on the shoulder type of thing work into the mentality of the 49ers in the playoffs in your mind, Blake?
I think so for sure. Like I said, whenever you have that underdog mentality or people aren't giving you respect, you always have that chip on your shoulder. You always have that edge that, you know, it's hard to find in this league, too, because there's a lot of complacency. So whenever you have that, I think you're just a dangerous team. And our whole team has it, from our coaches to our players to, you know, our management to whoever. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, I think. I think it's unbelievable. I hope everybody votes against us. You know, we hope that no one picks us to win, because that's the way we like it. And it's not about proving people wrong. It's just about showing people that this is the way we play football, and this is the way we're going to continue to play football. And, you know, that's how we're going to win games. So we embrace it. So whoever wants the, you know, the naysayers or doubters, we just embrace that and use it to our advantage.
You are making a pretty good salary in the National Football League, but you wouldn't know it by looking at your apartment. When you were in Cleveland, you had a futon on the floor. You didn't have any dishes. Have you upgraded your living conditions yet, Blake?
You know what? Actually, I updated it just a little bit. I actually rented a couch, and I rented a TV stand, and I think we had a recliner too. And that has a lot to do with my roommate on the team. He was just recently activated, Joe Hastings, wide receiver. He kind of didn't really know how to live like that, so I kind of did it for him as well. But you know what, man? I just like to live simple. I don't like to waste money. My parents worked so hard in their life to make a living, and I know the value of money. They've always taught me that. So, you know, anytime, you know, we're fortunate enough to make it, I don't like wasting it, spending on things that I don't really need. So
we got about 45 seconds left, and we're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network. So that means the troops over in Afghanistan, Germany, South Korea, Japan, elsewhere around the world get a chance to listen each night. And, Blake, I know you want to send a shout-out to the troops.
You know what? I just want to say I have a lot of friends and family that served in the military. And, you know, we are forever grateful and thankful for you guys. And I feel like, you know, you guys hear it a lot. The only thing we could do is when we're here, we can represent the United States. We can represent, you know, the American people the right way. And I feel like that's the only way to give back to you guys. And on Sunday, I think our team exemplifies that the most. We're hard workers. We're blue collar. We don't take anything for granted. And I feel like that's our tribute to you guys over there. So I just want to say thank you. We love you all, man. And we're going to continue to play the way you guys represent us over there.
Blake, you are a joy, and you are welcome here anytime on Sports Byline. I hope on an off day you'll have a chance to slip into the studio and spend some time with me. Love to have you here for an hour. Take care, my friend, and good luck in the playoffs.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate you having me.
San Francisco 49ers will have an off weekend this weekend in the playoffs, and then they'll get ready to play. That'll be on Saturday, January the 14th. We'll take a break here, come back on the other side as we continue with more of you in Sports Byline.